Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us here on a beautiful Sunday night. We're coming live to you in the snow blizzard of 2020 in Sydney, Nebraska, Wyoming, and Cheyenne area, where we're shut down for 24 hours because of all the truck and car wrecks and the massive amount of snow and ice on the road. So we're going to still do the Blog Talk Radio for you. So I ask you to get a pen and piece of paper. And this is a professional business overview. So I ask you to please, we never know if there's a rabbi or a minister, business leaders. We never know who is on this call. So this is a clean format. So we ask you to keep it very, very clean. We also ask you to not ask any medical questions whatsoever. And with that, I need to do two disclaimers. The first one is going to be on medical, and the second one is going to be on income. Now, here at Rolling Energy, we are not medical doctors. We're not practitioners. So we ask that you not ask any questions because the information I'm going to share with you has not been evaluated by the FDA. So information herein is not intended to be taken as any kind of medical advice. No therapeutic or medical claims will be made or implied. So please do not alter any of your medical treatments or any use of any medications without the written permission from your medical provider or your physician. Second, we will not discuss any income claims. Everything that we're going to be reading to you tonight and sharing about income will come from the person that invited you here tonight. It will come from their front page into their opportunity page where it says compensation plan. We'll be reading directly from that in writing. So if you really want to seek what you're asking us tonight about income, please get back to whoever invited you to the call tonight. Get their website information. Go review. Go read. Get deep dive into it about 15, 20 minutes and read it over because you will not find anything in the world, anything like this compensation plan. And with that, I need to give out a huge, huge, huge thank you and a shout out to Richard Matuition that come to our rescue tonight and is running our board for us tonight. Thank you so much, Richard. And then I want to introduce a friend of mine, but my business partner for many, 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 many years. Better not tell how many because you'll start to understand how old we might be. But anyway, we call him Professor, and the reason we call him Professor is if you have somebody that has an MBA degree in business that actually taught on the college level, but as well as to the graduate students that taught basically business structure, business strategy, business writing, business planning, the business period, every avenue of business, but also has a speech degree, also basically literally has a marketing degree, taught internet marketing to students and college students, but is one of the foremost people in the world that he can literally take a picture and blow it up and tell you what weeds are in and around or berries or weeds, what you could live to sustain your life if you found yourself trapped out into the middle of nowhere in the middle of the nature. He has taken more than one plus million people around the world on what we call weed walks. With that, I want to introduce my partner and my friend and my personal mentor, Professor Irv Samuels. Would you take the honor tonight and do the presentation and the overview for us tonight, please, sir?
Absolutely an honor to do so. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Good and clear.
Perfect. I certainly appreciate everybody for tuning in this evening. We're going to be brief, cover a lot of information that will be extremely relevant to solving some of the most complicated issues of our lifetime. And yet, it is an amazing historical perspective that got us to where we are today. Let me begin with a little story. And it basically was about a young man in New Hampshire Back in 2012, Mike Hassler was invited to the Tesla convention. For those of you that are not familiar with the name Tesla, there's a car that was specifically designed through the marketing and development efforts of Elon Musk, named the Tesla. And the reason that Mr. Musk decided to use the word Tesla is that Tesla was absolutely one of the most amazing futurists, and that was Musk's idea. He has a car that is very futuristic. Well, Nikola Tesla was a physicist, a mechanical engineer, an electrical engineer. He pioneered some of the ideas that, if adopted throughout the world, would have major, major differentiating effect on every person in the world, one of which would be free electricity. Don't know about most people listening, but most people that I know have a silly meter on their house, and somehow there's billing connected to that. Had Mr. Tesla had his way, had his ideas come to fruition, that meter wouldn't exist on anybody's house. And we're going to talk a little bit about some other technologies that were pioneered by Nikola Tesla back in the 20s. Something in the realm of quantum resonating energy. And it's a fascinating realm. Quantum physics is an amazing developing science. And you're about to hear about some practical applications that will definitely make major improvements in your health, in your ability to save money, in your ability to enjoy life in so many different ways to levels that are different from what you currently are experiencing. So let's go back to Mike Hassler and his experience. Back when he went to that Tesla convention, his dad said, "All right, no problem. We're going to let you go, but the catch is I'm going with you." And that's exactly what happened. They went together. They came, they saw, they conquered. And what they ultimately realized when they came back to the United States was that that was an amazing, empowering event. And Rick, the father, who had recently sold a company as an Inc. 500 company with big bucks, basically thought that was the end of it. You know, they really had some cool exposure to some cool ideas, but nothing practical could possibly be developed from what they learned. Mike, on the other hand, having, you know, sat in the same seats, had a completely different perception on what he heard. And when he told his dad, he said, "Dad, I believe I could do something extremely practical with what we heard and impact our world." And his dad did a double take, a triple take, maybe even a quadruple take, because, again, he had heard the same thing, and there wasn't anything that he had been exposed to at that convention that related to practicality. It all seemed like Star Wars or Star Trek, the future, you know, crazy stuff that was just right out of science fiction. Yet his son had a grasp on it, and he said, "Well, what do you want?" And Mike said, "Dad, I need some money." And Rick said, you know, like a sound businessman, he said, "Well, for what?" And Mike started spelling out the basics of developing a quantum physics laboratory. He asked for state-of-the-art computers, some equipment to be able to extract frequencies and isolate frequencies from sources, equipment to be able to embed frequencies into aqueous solutions, some blue light energy extraction and conveyance equipment, some, and it went on and on. I mean, literally a complete quantum physics laboratory. And with that, his dad said, "Well, if you're serious, Mike, it's only money." And he got the checkbook out, and the rest is history. In a relatively short period of time, Mike came up with something that was patentable, and that was the first patent that our company, Nature's Frequency, was able to take ownership of. Since then, they have 4 additional patents, and as of this week, a 6th patent, and continuing to pursue some patent-pending, absolutely breakthrough technologies that you're going to hear more and more about as you follow this company. The ideal reality is, though, you can get, you know, an unlimited position to take advantage of the technologies of this company without even spending any money. And we'll talk about that later tonight. So in the very beginning, what Mike came up with, that first patent, was the company has the ability to isolate frequencies, and everything in this world is a vibrating frequency, has its own specific frequency, and nothing anywhere in the universe is similar. It's unique to every item. So they're able to isolate a frequency, whether it's a vitamin or a mineral or a terpene from a plant, or whether it's a plant, or whether it's specifically a physical item or an essential oil. They can extract the specific resonating frequency. You know, they're not taking it away from the source. They're just isolating it so they have the ability to replicate it, put it into, and this is the second part of the patent, into a storage device. And they've been experimenting with these various storage devices over 8 years now, in which they're working continuously to evolve and improve their technology. So what they're currently using are holographs and carbon fiber, layered, striated carbon fiber material, because they found that they have the ability to hold frequencies, resonating frequencies, without it changing or morphing. And that means, and this is the breakthrough, this is where the shoe leather hits the pavement. When anything with a biofield, whether it's a plant, whether it's an animal, whether it's a human, are in the proximity of one of these storage devices, and I'm going to call them batteries for simplicity and understanding from here on in. When, again, a life force holder comes in contact with these batteries, they receive the benefit from the battery as if they had been exposed to the original source, okay? As if they had consumed the original mineral, or as if they had been influenced by the oil, the essence of the oil, of an essential oil, or as if they had been specifically impacted by the natural ingredient that they have embedded the frequency into this battery. Now, what did I say? And I don't know about you, but I had a real problem with trying to understand what I just repeated, because it didn't make any sense to me. It didn't exist in our world. And I didn't even think it could be even remotely possible for it to exist a long time into our future. But then somebody woke me up and they said, hey, let me bring it down to where you're going to understand what they have done. Not how they have done it. You can read their patents. You could certainly learn, you know, part of the process, but you'll never really understand what they've done. But the benefits speak for themselves. And I said, all right, give me something to go on, because this is too crazy for me. And they said, well, you know what the sun is, right? And I said, duh. And they said, are you aware that when you're exposed to a nominal amount of sunlight, you don't even have to, you can be blind, you don't even have to have your eyes open, it doesn't matter, you're still exposed to that sunlight, that the way our world works, there is resonating energy coming from that sun that impacts the body in such a way that it produces high levels of vitamin D3. And I said, yeah, I know that. And they said, and are you aware that you can't get, you know, any kind of supplement on this planet that will work as efficiently as the resonating energy of the sun to create that vitamin D3? And I said, yeah, it makes sense. And then they said, and you realize that you can't overdose on vitamin D3 production that is generated from the energy of the sun. The body only uses and produces what it needs. And I said, no, I'm not really familiar with that, but that's pretty cool. And they said, does that help you understand what this company has done? And I said, bingo, I get it. They figured out how to do the same thing, except all they do is they find a source of some kind of energy, and it could be anything, and they embed it into these batteries, and then grab a battery and you're good to go. And that was it. That was the epiphany that I had. And I've been on fire ever since. Why? Because we have the ability with such a marvelous breakthrough technology that we can't understand, but we could demonstrate that we could change people's lives, that we can improve so many people's everyday realities. And here are some of the modalities that are available. The first one was relief. And it had, you know, several frequencies embedded in it. It's been improved dramatically over the years because the company for the first 7 years sold directly to naturopaths and chiropractors and blue light healers and essential oil people and some allopathic medical doctors and others that chose to incorporate these wellness protocols into their practices. And the company, Rick and RJ, were smart enough to listen very attentively to these practitioners so that whenever one of them came back and said, hey, you know, this immune patch that you have or this patch that you have that, you know, mitigates the complications of discomfort, if you try this particular spice or this particular oil or this, you know, specific plant source, I believe you'll get better results. And that's exactly what the company has continued to evolve all of their batteries with the improvements of additional frequencies that made them more effective. So the relief patch now has over 100 frequencies in it. It has turmeric, which is an incredible anti-inflammatory. It has CBD, which is known to stimulate the endocannabinoid system. It has essential oils. It has plant, you know, derived, naturally impactful frequency-only modalities in the relief patch. And what does it do? It provides relief. We're talking about the ultimate simplistic way to resolve some complicated issues, whether you have stress or anxiety, whether you specifically are, you know, suffering from some kind of discomfort, whether it's chronic or acute. It doesn't get any simpler than putting on a silly little battery. It looks like a Band-Aid, about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. It's a peel-in stick. It resonates energy for 72 hours. And then after that, time to pull it off and replace it. No chemical composition of any kind. No potential allergic complications with the energy that's in these patches. No possibility of interaction with any kind of, you know, foods or prescription drugs or protocols that you're, you know, under the treatment with, because it's just natural energy. So it's better than the alternatives. And at the same time, they came up with another modality called a nitro patch. And it is the ultimate in allowing your body a little, I'll call it, youthful revitalization. It will bring your natural nitric oxide levels back to levels that you probably haven't experienced in years, maybe decades, maybe multiple decades. Nitric oxide is a gas that's produced in our cardiovascular system. When we're at our peak, we have a prolific amount of this gas. And what does it do? Based upon the work by a pharmacologist back in 1998 who won the Nobel Medical Physics Prize for their pioneering efforts on understanding of nitric oxide, we now know a lot. And one of those things that's pretty obvious at this point is that it's a natural vasculator. Specifically allows your entire cardiovascular system to work much more efficiently, affording the dissemination of oxygen and nutrients more efficiently to every cell in your body. Now, let's think about that. How important is oxygen? How important is food to feed the mitochondria, the powerhouses of your cells? Pretty much everything. And if you don't think oxygen is very important, just quit breathing for a while. Try it out. And then when you decide you'd like to enjoy more oxygen, try one of our resonators. You know, begin to watch what happens as your body begins to disseminate more and more nitric oxide production. naturally. Doesn't get any better. Talk to anybody in sports, competitive sports. They're probably supplementing with a nitric oxide product of some kind. Nothing nearly as efficient as what we have. And they'll tell you why. They'll say it's triple the pump and half the recovery time. Well, anytime you're doing any physical activity or mental activity, don't you want the ultimate performance that you could bring to the table? Well, nitric oxide is a major player in that activity. In every aspect of your life, mental clarity and focus, physical exertion and recovery time, faster recovery. Think about that. Work out and be able to get back to normal relaxation much quicker. Or in the bedroom. Wouldn't you like to be at your absolute pinnacle of performance? Well, don't miss the opportunity to experience nitric oxide. All the products in our product line are unconditionally guaranteed. We move on. We have an immunity patch. Know anybody that might be concerned about immunity in this particular time and place? Well, if they're not, they're crazy. You know, they obviously are awfully short-sighted. And the reality of what we have is, again, a category leader. We have a resonator that has frequencies of vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, cota, licorice root, elderberry, things that are known to really get your immune system to step up to the plate. I'll tell you a little story. I was at a friend's house recently, and he has some cats. I have a extreme allergy to cat dander. And it didn't take very long. This cat came over, started playing with me. And ultimately, I noticed that my nose started to run, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, I haven't had this problem in a long time. And then my eyes started to water, and I got out of there. I got up, you know, probably abruptly left. You know, guy probably thought I was a nut. And I said, I'll be back. And I went out to my vehicle to get a immune resonator. And I put one on, and within probably 10 to 12 minutes, I was asymptomatic. I was back to, you know, clear sinuses and normal eyes. And I headed it off at the pass because I'm so allergic to cat dander that ultimately, if I'm exposed very long without doing anything about it, I break out in welts and hives. It's not a very pleasant reality. Yet this simple immunity resonator made a huge difference. And as a consequence, unless I, you know, take a shower and forget to put them back on, I have them on all the time. And that's what happened that morning. I just forgot to replace my immune modulators. Now, here's a caveat related to all these technologies. Number one, they work best with high levels of hydration. You need to drink lots of water. And number two, they don't work if you don't use them. Now, that may sound like a pretty duh statement, but there was a, you know, prime example. I knew how well the immune patch works for me, yet I didn't have one on that day. And as a consequence, I got caught with my pants down, so to speak, relative to my allergies. Why would anybody do that? You know, I'm going to be a little more diligent and continually enjoy the benefits of the immune booster. Then we have one for CBD stimulation. Okay, it's a CBD resonator. Basically, we have two different forms. One, we just this past week got a separate patent on. It's our sixth patent, and it's on the CBD PET tag, or, you know, basically carbon fiber resonator. It looks like a dog tag, and it's guaranteed for a year. It has the frequency of organic full-spectrum CBD, and it has so many advantages over every CBD in the product. Number one, we don't have to worry about figuring out the right milligrams. We don't have to worry about the absorption capability of the particular delivery system of that ingredient. You know, how they put the CBD in, what, you know, kind of chemicals they put with it, how they adulterated it. Is it a product that gets digested and, you know, and gets denigrated as it goes through digestion? Is it something, it, you know, so many issues in the CBD realm. Well, we throw all of those out the window because we have energy only. We have something that, you know, body will only utilize what it needs. It resonates continuously. And we have it in, again, the the battery, the small battery hologram form. They last 3 days. They're so simple and so inexpensive. Everybody should be using them. Safe for the youngest individual on the planet and the oldest individual on the planet and everybody in between. Why is CBD important? Stimulates the endocannabinoid system, which is an amazing natural part of every mammalian body. It guides the body to balance of your nervous system, balance of your cardiovascular system, balance of your immune system, balance of your hormonal system, your endocrine system. And it goes on and on as to its possible impact on your vital health. Don't be without it. And the calming effect, you know, reducing the anxiety and stress challenges and helping with discomfort and nausea and, you know, so many other things. Do your own diligence, look up CBD, and then realize this company has the best in the entire realm of CBD.
Herb,
we move on.
Herb.
Yes.
This is Dick. It is just the three of us. No one else has come on.
Okay. Cool.
It's World Series night. I don't follow it, but
why don't we kind of reflect on this very seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I don't know. You know, we should have actually a record of those nights that draw more activity. And, you know, we should be charting, you know, kind of a learning process of, you know, where we are making progress or not making progress and begin to analyze and possibly adjust our activities accordingly.
I agree. And I think sometimes we have to look at life out there too. Like when we had a debate, you know, most people are going to be going to the debate, World Series. Sometimes there's just some special events that even if the people wanted to come on, they're not going to get all of the other people to come on. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not that
and
follow
typically,
it.
Right. Typically, the way
the last game in the World Series. But that's it.
Right. Right. Typically, the way that I've addressed that in previous companies is that, you know, we schedule the calls. And on those questionable nights, it's just a recorded call.
Right.
Yeah, nobody, you know, knows any different. And if somebody happens to show up, they at least have the blessings of the information.
Yep. I can get the numbers on the different nights. Actually, I think it's all recorded in Blog Talk Radio, but they
record the actual call-in numbers?
They don't do the. They have the numbers, not the call-in numbers.
Okay, but
the number of people who came on call.
Okay.
And I think I'll take a look in there and see that.
One of the things we're hearing
otherwise,
is we're taking
you know,
way too
most
long.
Of all the nights I have all the phone numbers and who called in. Last night, basically. We had Joy and I and Carol and Catherine were the ones that came on. One person had come on early, dropped off, came on for a few minutes and dropped out. So there weren't any others.
Okay. Now the critical question is who followed up with that individual?
I don't know. That person, I believe, and I didn't have my notebook, was one of the people who Ronald's person had invited, and she last time she came on, you had talked with her, Gary. She was the
was
one
it,
John had invited.
Yeah, I think that was.
It's not the specific. It's not the specifics that matter. It's the system that matters. Again, we should have a system in place. I mean, and ultimately, you know, I'm putting together a proposal to, you know, some people that have platforms or have the ability to develop platforms in which we need to decide those priority items that we want our system to serve. Because I have some people that are about to pull a trigger on major financial activities to drive activity to our giveaways. And
that's Rich and them. They're fixing to drop $20,000 and they're going to advertise the radio show too. So, And one of the things that everybody's telling me, just like Richard and Ron, they want us to try to get this thing down and shorten it without going into all the whole talk about four things and say, these are just four things that we've got. There's a lot more, and just pique their interest to get them to call the person. The one I did last night, you came on, and then you dropped for some reason. What? How long was it, about 20 minutes?
Yeah, we're over in about 20 minutes.
I believe the disclaimer should be less than 2 minutes total. That would be.
It was last night.
Yep.
I went through it quick. Yep. The whole presentation was like 20 minutes. I didn't go into everything. I didn't give them all. I did, but I just briefly talked about them and cut them because that's what everybody's telling me. They don't want to get somebody on the phone for 45, 50 minutes and then answer questions. Can we not do it in 20 minutes and then get to the testimonials and questions?
Well, I don't think we're losing anybody that I follow up with. Okay, quite frankly, anybody that I've ever invited to the call. Well, that's what we're missing here. So it's not the call.
It's
as soon as they dial in, if we get them at 60 seconds on the call, we should have them in front of a presentation that's appropriate for them. I mean, that's really the only reason for this call. Is to get the lead, the information they desire.
Yeah. Now, have you wrote that to Randy yet, or are you in the process of writing that to him?
I'm still, asking for feedback from everybody that has input. There are so many people that want so many different things out of our platform. They want recorded, audios on every aspect of what we do, the various products, the opportunity.
I agree that there needs to be a tree. There needs to be a tree. I think we ought to have testimonials, not just from you and I, but from
that's definitely another branch of the tree. And that one should be expandable, so that there will be another line in which they call in and it could be added to the original testimonial line.
Right. What do you think, Richard? Anything else? We need to be able to capture the phone number, but be able to delete the first six numbers and have just the capability of the last
number
that we sent to.
There's no platforms that do that automatically. That's a matter of
actually,
posting
guys, we've just had two more people join us.
Great.
All right. So continuing with the.
Are they Brandon partners or are they new?
Well, I've got to take a quick look here unless I ask him.
Let's ask him.
We just had two new guests.
One is Ronald. One is Ronald and the other one.
Welcome.
All right, bring him on. He can get in the discussion. Matter of fact, everybody can get in the discussion.
How about
411?
Is there a 412?
No. 3200,
okay.
You're live.
Hey,
and
yeah.
So are you, 3139.
Want to identify
Welcome.
Yourself? Tell us where you're calling from, please.
3200 is Chuck.
Right.
Oh, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Chuck. Hey, guys. Hi, Gary. Hey, man, I got my I finally got my package yesterday, and you asked me to call
That's
you. But
package. Wow. Man, that thing.
Yeah.
I mailed it. Remember when I told you I mailed it? I texted you and said I put it in the mailbox? How long did that take?
It got caught in a snowdrift, Gary. Don't you know about Santa Claus and all that kind of stuff?
Well, yeah, because I'm out in it right now. I mean, they got the interstates locked down everywhere where I'm at. They got it from 40, from Interstate 40, basically right there in Texas, across 40 over Santa Rosa, all the way up through Colorado, all the way up through Wyoming where I'm at, stuck. All the way up into Interstate 90, up into Montana and Idaho and South Dakota, and there's probably a 1,500 trucks around here, and they had about a 21 truck pileup with cars just about a mile up the road from here, so they're cleaning everything up. But what we were doing tonight, Ronald and Chuck, we were just having a platform to talk about what would you suggest it would be something that we could get more people to call in a kind of a platform to try to help improve this thing. We're open for ideas because we're Herb's writing them down, I reckon. And in that way,
I got an idea.
Work. Okay.
Yes, Richard.
Yeah.
That's Ronald.
That's Ronald.
Have a recorded call every hour on the hour, 24 hours a day for 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, we're definitely the platform will have the recorded calls available, so you could dial in and listen to it about the Freshness card or the Earthing card or whatever you want to, or the opportunity or my complete explanation. They'll all be archived and readily available. Dial in and live link.
Excellent.
So you'll be able to dial in with somebody instead of doing a freeway with us. You'll be able to dial in with somebody. We're going to have testimonials from each individual person. So you'll have the capability of moving around and different links where you can listen to it. So you won't have to worry about trying to get a hold of me or Herb or anybody. You can just dial in directly and just push the appropriate buttons on the tree that you want to have.
So in view of that being available, the question is, how important is our giveaway live call? Important enough to have it twice a week? Three times a week?
The more the better.
Well,
Ronald, don't
right
want
now,
coming on the more the
right
better.
Now,
how many times have you been
could,
on this
or
week?
We could put, or we could automate the system so they can earn the giveaways without being on the live call.
Yeah, right now we have too many calls. I mean, we don't get enough people to come on. And the people that are coming on are Sheila, and Carol and Catherine were away for 10 days.
Right,
that's
but,
why
but
they
again,
weren't on.
This is
get
prior,
a couple nights
prior
a week.
To a very large advertising campaign. So what we've done up to this point has nothing to do with what we're about to experience. Money talks.
Irv, yeah, but one of the things, Irv, is you've always been taught, you taught, build for the event. And if you've got an event every night of the week, you don't have the time to build for anything special because it's basically off. I don't catch Wednesday night, I got Thursday night, and if I miss that, I got Saturday or Sunday. So right now, and we're not. It's great to have it. You think you want it available every night and every hour for 10 minutes, Ronald? But are you going to man the computer?
No,
we have a call in number. That's one thing.
Technology and automation we have.
Well, that's why you have a call in number, but that's different than having a live call available all the time.
I
don't bring people to the call, Irv, because it's too much. I give away my own samples. Okay, so what I'm doing is in my meetings are with customers, and they're people who want it because they want to be healthy. Some of them say they don't want anything to do with sales, but they may share it with their friends. Ileana, she's going to buy a lot of product to share with her friends. They don't need the money, but they want to help people, okay? That's my market here at this point in time. For $5 or $10 worth of stickers that take 2 weeks to get to the person, it just isn't worth it to me. I give them right there when I'm at the meeting. I have them with me or get together with them afterwards because I usually can't do it at the meeting. And I decide what they want, what they would benefit from, and they try them. While we're on that subject,
Richard, you basically had people and put people into the system trying to get their free samples, and you said it didn't work and they didn't get them, and you did it right, correct? Because you're pretty smart with computers.
Well, again, remember, you basically say scroll to the bottom and fill in the box. Well, if you scroll to the bottom and fill in the box, you don't read the instructions. So we scroll to
what
the bottom,
right
filled
now
in the
is
box.
Telling everybody they have a, what it's doing right now is telling everybody they have an invalid email. Every time you go to put it in there, it's telling when you put it in, it says invalid email and you can't continue.
That's only happened to me before, too.
So. Right. I just gave them to the person.
Yeah, I give them away. It's like Chuck, because everybody's filling it out and can't get it. So I'm sending them out. So we got to figure out an easier process and an easier system that's going to be quicker for people to get, because when I sent you
it's
that.
It's not
going to
be any quicker. It's the post office, Gary. It's the post office,
okay.
Gary.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because it took you what? How long did it take you, Chuck, to get yours?
I got them yesterday. It took about,
Yeah, but when I texted you and told you I put them in the mailbox, I went to the post office and literally put them in the post office. And then when I put them in inside, I went inside the post office and gave them to the lady. And then when I walked out in the car, I put mailed. Because that's the way I always do it. I don't take a person's name or phone number or address out until I physically go inside, take them inside, and then hand them inside to the post office. And then I unlock it, because I lock them. I unlock it, I text mailed, and then I unlock it and I delete it. That way I know I've done what I'm supposed to do.
Okay, who's doing the follow-up on those deliveries? That's where the actual marketing begins.
Well, when I text them, I says, I have mailed these. Here's my phone number.
No, that's not what we need to do. Somebody has to follow up with the individuals as they get the technology. And it should be their sponsor.
Which means he needs to have a tracking. That person needs to have a tracking number so he knows when they actually get it.
Well, see, that's the kind of system that we need to figure out how to come up with. Something's going to be reliable. Something new, because I know I've mailed out probably 40 or 50, and then I do a follow back up, because I'm mailing them out. I mean, for everybody, when they call them and say, "Hey, that thing's not working. You know, I've been sending this to Herb trying to fill it out. It's not working." And I said, "Okay, send me your the people's names and address and everything else." And I said, "I send them," and then I turn around and send them, and I said, "Now." And I sent them back to him. I said, "Here's who I've mailed to. You need to contact these people in about 6 or 7 days to see if they got them. But you need to call me and have me on the phone when they get them, I can make
and
sure
how,
they've
how
got
many,
them." And I can
how many
check
calls
them
out of those 50 have you been on after that happened?
Probably 5 or 6. Well, Chuck probably would have called me yet today or tomorrow. He would have probably followed up. I know his friend called me.
Okay,
me
so that's
one out of ten.
One out of ten.
Yeah,
that's not what
not,
I would call an efficient system.
It's not very many. Yeah.
It's not working.
That's why we got to work on something.
Yeah.
How many typically have signed up in the past when they've gotten the free patches?
Pretty much everybody that I have done a three-way call with, you know, when somebody asked me to do a three-way call to explain what those patches were, they just arrived, that's when I sign them up. Does that mean they go to work? No. There's a big difference between getting
them. Big difference. We have a lot of people that have got samples, and then they like it, and then they're not going to work.
Well, they don't even respond after that. I mean, they got the samples. That's as far as it seems to be going, because their sponsor doesn't really get involved.
Well, I've had three different people call me and want more samples, and I laughed at them. I said, "You buy them. Well, I can't win three more samples?" No. I said, "The only way you can win some more samples is if you invite people to the radio show, you can win some more samples." Oh, I didn't want to do that. The show's too long. Is there another way? I said, "Yeah, there's another way. Get me on the phone with them." Because that's how we got Elizabeth. That's how we got Elizabeth for Chuck. And instead of sending her samples, I just convinced her to basically buy a $399 package. And, you know, it's 100%, you know, it's much easier that way. You know, because I carry everything with me, and I'm just like I tell everybody, you know, when you can, build it up, give them some free samples. Just like Richard's doing. Richard's giving away free samples, you know, and it's working for Richard and Joey.
But we're giving
them
away face to face. We're not mailing them in most cases.
Yeah.
So, and again, it becomes giving them the information.
The best part about that is
when you know what they need and you give them the information of how it may help, they're interested.
And you place it on them. You place it right on them. That's the miracle of being there.
Yep.
Exactly. That's
yeah.
what I
well,
did.
I didn't
with,
want to do that
Donna
with sleep.
He
may not have made it home.
yeah.
But I loaned out. I had my WOW tag, and the lady, you know, came up to me and after the meeting, and she said, "Yeah, I'm interested in information on sleep here." And so we're talking, and I said, "So, you know, here's for now. Here's my WOW tag. This helps is known to help a little bit. The sleep patches will help more, and I'll get you some of those when we get together next time. But for now, take this." And so when I saw her 2 days later, she goes, "Well, first of all, I want one of these." Yeah, because I noticed
sure.
the difference.
Wow, perfect.
You know,
yeah.
So and that happens to be the reputation. I for me, we're more effective when we talk with a person. We'll do a three-way with a person, and if they're interested, they're going to go. What we end up with, I mean, you got a lot of people here who keep trying to get free samples. They're not. Again, a vast majority of people are never going to do anything with the business. And all they want is something free. And if they're not even giving you the respect to call you back and everything else, those aren't people that are ever going to do anything in the business anyway. You know, to me, the thing here is continually find people who can benefit from the products, and then they're going to buy one thing or another every time they run out. Now, maybe they buy it every other month. Maybe they buy it every month. What's going on? When there's a benefit, they're going to stick with it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's no dispute that that's going on, but we're in a binary compensation plan, and as a consequence, at some point in time, when you go back to somebody, if they have any business acumen and they have $1 million in volume underneath them, it's a possibility they might wake up. That's $200,000
yeah, well, exactly.
in the
yeah.
bank.
Yeah, but right now I got nothing under me, okay, other than joy, nothing, zero in 3 months. And so, you know, we're doing this, you know, on our own, basically, here at this point in time.
Right. I'm developing two legs myself.
That.
Mine are balanced. You know, I eat it to the bone.
Yep.
You know, you keep driving both legs ahead. But that doesn't
yep.
mean I haven't put 100,000 in volume under people that came in early.
Yep. See, you know, I live with that. I can tell you, you know, Shop Freemart was this you can make money for free thing, okay? And 90% of the people signed up and never bought anything. The 10% that bought, probably of that 10%, 8%, or I'd say at least 5% only bought once and never bought again. So you're only dealing with 5%. You're dealing with people who were sold on the dream. Who never invested a nickel. Some people even earned money and still didn't buy any products. So you got no story if you've got no products to try.
That's right, but we're still back to the difference here is that, you know, as I approach and I've talked to two of my people that, you know, never really engaged. One was going to be on the call tonight, but I'm leveraging him. I'm breaking his leg, you know.
Yep.
Bottom line is, how stupid are you, young man?
Yep. Yep.
You have, you know, $10,000 earned here. It's a gift. All you need to do is build a straight line down line. Doesn't get any better in this industry. I mean, that's ultimately what we have to offer.
Yep.
Yeah, and he still didn't even come in tonight.
He didn't
anybody
make it to
the
call.
Basically, nope. No, anybody else on the call, Richard, that you can green
Sheila,
light?
Sheila came on. I opened up her, too.
Hi, Sheila.
Hey, Sheila. Are you in the bathroom again?
I'm getting dinner.
That's what she's. That's what she told
she's
me
eating.
Last night.
You caught her eating. She doesn't do that regularly. She has to write notes.
I never eat, and I just made
so excited about the business, she forgets to eat.
I told you once, Sheila.
11 o'clock at night.
Okay,
I'm
remember
serious.
What I told you earlier? Remember what I told you earlier? When I speak,
yeah,
it's like E.F. Hutton, and you drop everything you do, and you be on the Herb and I calling. You don't do nothing, no potty breaks. You pay attention and you listen. It's like E.F. Hutton speaking.
I have news for you, and I'm not bragging. I hope you understand I'm not bragging. I'm not a bragger, okay? But if everybody got on the calls as much as I do, we'd be booming more than we are now.
That's true.
Well, I know
absolutely.
That. People for some reason can't invite. I don't know. It just blows my mind. Why can't, if you can't give away a free sample, you're not going to be able to sell them.
Well,
and
the
for some reason, people have
free,
a problem.
Free has lots of connotations on it. And think about it.
Yeah.
If I gave you something for free to read, you probably would never read it. But if I charged you even a quarter, you'd read it. That's a fact. I guess nobody agrees with me.
Well, yeah.
Well, I, this is the point that I find fascinating. And that is, you know, I've gone to this slick text activity aggressively. You know, I have magnets and in all of my banners that I use at flea markets say, and my passouts all say, you know, text, whatever my short text code is. And I'm getting between 3 and 5 leads per day. Okay. But they're all kind of predicated with free. You know, the reason to take the action to actually send out that text to create themselves as a lead is that free is driving that activity. I don't know how else to get as much response.
Well, I've gotten 8 since we set that up, but is there a voice that is attached to that that explains anything? Because I'm calling them.
No,
I see
it's only a message. They get an automated response. You go in your back office, and you don't know who it is. All you have is a phone number, but you have that lead. It's time to follow up.
Yes, I do. Every day, and then I call the people, and then I don't remember. I said, you text radio to 31996. Do you remember doing that? I don't think I did. Somebody got my phone and did it. You know. It's just like, wow, I don't even go into it. I just introduce myself. Hi, this is Gary. I'm responding to the free giveaway that you text radio to 31996. I just like to do a follow-up and explain everything to you. I didn't do that, you know, and I'm thinking, I know they did. Somebody did to use their phone. And I've
it
had
came
8
from
people.
Their cell phone. I haven't had that happen
they
one time yet. Not once, ever. And I've used slick text probably for 8 years already.
Well, maybe it's where I'm putting it, because I'm putting it all over Craigslist. And, you know, I just basically put, ask me about free samples. I copy and paste what you do, and then just change your code to my radio, and then
right,
I send
right.
it out. And I've even paid for ads where it's cost you, you know, where they cost you and put them in different categories, and I've got eight responses since we set that up.
Do you believe there's any possibility that anything could be happening other than they are sending a text from that cell phone number that you are receiving the, you know, the automated fax?
I don't know.
You know?
I have no.
I mean,
if
you think there's a complication, call Slick Tech. I mean, you know, they have really good customer service, but I don't think there's a complication. I think their system works.
No, I'm just trying to figure something out that I could get to the whole entire team, because Ronald is a worker. Ronald, well, I mean, he calls me probably 15, 16 times a day. The only aggravation I have with you, Ronald, is I want you to be calling the people and then get them on the phone and not me call them. You know, I have my own people that I need to be working, but yet I've got several people doing this. They call me. Will you dial these numbers and get these people on the phone? Okay. It gets, you know, I want people to do their part of the work, not me do all of it. It's a kind of a partnership. We got to both be doing something for it. But we got to find something that he wants to work. It's like he said, he'll meet somebody at a flea market, you know, if he could get the gas money, and he'll meet somebody and work with him to learn if he can make a little extra money so he can buy a bunch of product. And it's like I told him, he's made $400 or $500, but he had took the action because he's got to eat. He's got to pay bills. He's not making enough money to buy product. And I'm thinking, take $100 and, you know, do something.
Sheila? not incidental, you know, whatever. That's the small stuff. We don't sweat the small stuff. Reality is we need to create duplication. Sheila, what do you think of that training that's now available on Facebook to all of us?
It is awesome. If you use it, it works. I've used it 3 times, and I've got 3 people.
I only sent out two. I only did it twice, and both those people responded that they wanted additional information.
Yes.
2 out of 2. That's impossible, but that's what happened. And I don't even have the original. I don't even have the script that she suggested that we use. I just kind of winged it. So there's a duplicatable process that doesn't even require anybody to talk to anybody. So I think, we should, some of the people we have on board that are doing very little, we might be able to get them to do that if we make it, a little more understandable. Giving them specific, like Ron always asked for. What do I do first? What do I do second? What do I do third?
Anyone got a question?
Hey, Chuck here. It's Chuck. A welcome email with the steps, like Kurt was just talking about, that you could give to people so that they don't have to dig it out of the woods. Basically, that's what I've been doing. Whereas a welcome email that just, even if it seems innocuous to us people that are in the game and know what's going on, if we make it as easy as possible for people to get started, they're going to be a lot more prone to share it. Because people can love the product, but they don't share it, not because they don't believe in the product, and not because they don't want to tell people, but the human nature is they don't want to be embarrassed. So they have to be continually reassured that by sharing the product, as they gain knowledge, that they're not going to be embarrassed because they've done it before in the past.
I run a contest the other night, and I'm willing to give somebody literally $35. I'm willing to give them, it's retail, I'm willing to give somebody eight resonators for, I don't know how much I sent you. I think I sent you probably about 8 or 10. I don't remember exactly how many I sent you, but I'm willing to send somebody four relief and 4 nitro. And if they win the contest, to give them 2 hours of my time on 3-way calls. How much more? All they got to do is dial the number and introduce me, and I'll do the work. Is that something that sounds interesting or good or no?
Well, see, but that's the problem, Gary. It's not they don't want to do it. It's not they don't believe it. But we're looking at it from the standpoint of we know what we're going to tell them, and they're looking at it from the standpoint of, oh, my God, what if I get embarrassed? What if, what if, A, they don't like Gary, and say something, worse yet, what if they like it but are afraid they'll have to do what I'm doing, so they just stay back away. We have to overcome their fear of being embarrassed, and the best way that I can see to do that, and that's kind of what I'm building, is to make it as seamless and easy as possible, and tell them up front what, as a business builder, what I'm looking for, And if they're not a business builder, I certainly understand that. But the product has amazing, amazing implications to make their life better. And I want to share that with them. And I take a, you know, I take it away from them right away, or I have in the past, but I take it away from them right away by saying, I'm looking for a business builder. If that's not you, tell me now and let's just talk about the product. You see? And therefore, they aren't worried about being embarrassed. Then they get the product, they use the product, and lo and behold, then they know they're not going to be embarrassed, and they'll start sharing it with people. But it's networking, and it's a relationship business, and it takes, my experience has been, it takes a while to build the trust. And once the people have the trust and the belief, they don't worry about getting embarrassed, because anybody says, oh, that, you know, that's network marketing, they're saying, well, you could throw the baby out with the bathwater if you want, but here's what I do know. You're still going to be limping around this time next year, you know, because and they're not going to worry about being embarrassed because they're going to know the product works. That's what we have to get into. But it, you know, the guys I've signed up with, they came in basically like 10 minutes before I did. They didn't really give me any support. Matter of fact, I get on the phone with them and
you're
I tell
about
them
Ron
stuff.
And, you're talking about Ron and Richard?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But it's because this is a business. I take it serious as a business. And
they're working on the brochures. They're working on brochures and they're working on a website and they're working on editing videos and editing testimonials to do the radio show.
I know that. Fix and I dropped understand 20, all that.
Richard's dropped $20,000. Yeah, Richard's dropped $20,000 into the Dallas market for a trial
yeah.
run.
No, I'm in that like a dirty shirt. But I also know once
right.
you get the lead, you have to be ready to do
work
something
it.
With it. Well, no,
yeah.
you not only work it, you have to get on the phone with the confidence to those people that they have done the right thing and they are with the right people. And to prove that, you start send them information and they go, well, I'll be darned. This guy's, you know, they're telling the truth. They do have their ducks in a row. I know what to do. I can do this. But if we just sign them up, sell the product,
we have a website. It's called www.tinyurl.com/sharingtools. It's got
right.
a ton of tools. It's got a ton of tools on there. We're giving people access to Herb and myself and anybody else. So, I don't know, you know, if we need to make it simpler, you know, you tell us what you think, and then Herb's taking notes so we can try to figure out what we need to do. Because, see, I want to help you. I want to get – Ronald is one of the most hardest-working people that I know. I mean, he gets up, you know, and he works his way into the night, but he's not getting – I mean, he's getting good people, but they're not doing the two-by-two. And that's one of the problems. If people would just learn to get two people and help them two people go get two and then help those four get two, and then once they see this and see it working, but the people got to buy products, then it'll take off. I mean, I've got a strong leg. I'm balanced now with both mine, but, am I where I want to be? No.
Okay,
I'm trying to figure every way I can. Go ahead.
How many people has we're talking about Ronald? I don't know Ronald. How many people has he talked to? And how many people has he signed
he
up?
Talks to,
how many
well,
people have they signed up?
Well, Ronald, are you on the call? You still here? Richard, is Ronald still on the call?
Hold on a second. Yes, he is.
Is his mic unmuted?
Yep.
Ronald Ostergaard.
In the bathroom.
Well, I guess he's bashful. Could be in the bathroom. Yeah, he could be in the bathroom or he could be eating. Who knows what he's doing? But I don't know. I mean, he told me that day he mailed out almost, I think he said he sent 100 texts or 100 emails or a combination of both, inviting people to the radio show and didn't get no response. Evidently, free's not working. Go ahead, Sheila.
You have to make an appointment with them to get on the call. That's the problem. You're not making an appointment. You need to say which, give them two choices, which is best, Monday or Tuesday or whatever. I'm just naming names. I know Tuesday is a company. Which is best for you? And I need a definite answer because I have a list of people that want to get on the call. Space is limited. Problem is people don't treat this like a billion-dollar enterprise.
Well, I'm not even concerned about people doing that. I'm concerned about getting the newbie to do anything. You know, what does it take to get them? You know, they're smart enough that they're willing to take a position. Some of them are smart enough, if they can afford it, to buy a package. But we seem to lose a much larger percentage than we can tolerate at that point. We need to make it simpler. Anybody that sells a package, they, you know, ultimately, when they invite a few people to the call, they get me on a three-way call. They get Gary on a three-way call. We do a, you know, kind of a presentation, a follow-up. We sell with them on the line a package. That $100 commission is overwhelmingly important. But we don't get it to happen for very many people because they haven't taken the action to get anybody in front of us. I don't know how to, you know, cut to the chase, but there must be some. I mean, we're talking about, and again, I have a guy pulling a trigger on a major advertising campaign here because he understands this is a cluster bomb-proof system. You ultimately don't need to know anything about the product. You don't need to invest in anything if you can't in the beginning, and you can make money by giving away samples of products that, you know, pretty much better serve those people that have challenges in their life than any other product that's available to address the same complication, you know, whatever it is, whether it's discomfort or sleep or immunity or CBD space or whatever. We have a huge advantage on at least in my mind, and it seems to be only in my mind. We're missing something. What other network marketing company allows you to get involved for free, earn money immediately, whether you sell somebody a product from your website at retail or whether they buy a package, a wholesale package from the company, and have the opportunity to be able to sample to your prospects without it costing you anything? That, in my opinion, is a game changer. We just aren't getting enough exposure to that reality somehow, for some reason. And you know, again, earlier that comment about, you know, people are, you know, whatever, potentially worried about embarrassment or something. Where is the embarrassment for them to invite somebody to get something for free? No obligation to get something for free. I don't see, you know, they may not have any confidence in the product at that point, but where, I mean, when you watch that tomato video on the freshness card, to me, or the blood, you know, the 2-minute blood thing with Dr. Smith, I have enough evidence there that the product is pretty standalone-ish, that it has extreme value. And I don't see any detriment. And again, maybe my perspective from, you know, the fact that I'm a marketing guy, I am maybe tainted in my belief that you know, the evidence is compelling, and as a consequence, you know, it's free. There is no risk, and there is reward. Where am I missing something? Is this not a really great opportunity for somebody that has expressed an interest in earning extra money?
I don't see the embarrassment either.
This is Chuck. I have to defend my position. Okay? So,
yes,
everybody needs extra money. But if you understand neuromarketing and the three brains that we operate under, the decision maker is the reptilian brain. The reptilian brain processes information really rapidly, doesn't understand vocabulary, doesn't understand words, and only makes a decision based upon emotion. Well, you could give them the moon, but if they hear the word free, and they think, well, if I talk to somebody and they're going to say, oh, yeah, what's the catch? They're going to be embarrassed. So if they're educated, the reptilian brain then goes, you know what? This is going to feed us for a long time. But if you don't get to that point with the person, you are talking to something that does not understand what you're talking about. And it's going to say no. And that's what's happening. You have to educate people. And you educate people by making a list and setting, and your sponsor makes a list with you, sets down and go over that list, and then you say, okay, who are the two easiest people on this list that will say yes and listen to you? And they say, oh, my mother and my grandmother. I say, good, let's go sign them up. And we do the same thing with them. We have overcome the reptilian brain. But when you're shotgunning and trying to give stuff away to people and talking to strangers until their reptilian brain trusts you, you have got a steep uphill battle. And that's what I mean by embarrassed, because they're afraid of embarrassing themselves. You can tell them free. You and I both know, Herb, that this product is revolutionary. But that, what we know, doesn't overcome the human personality and the way the brain works. All that information is available. It's here. It's been here for, we know more about the brain in the last 20 years than we knew for 15 or a million years. We know what makes it work and why it works. And you just approve it. And, you know, we just apply that to what we're doing. If we're giving stuff to people that believe, we don't need to give it to them. If we're giving stuff to people that don't believe, we're wasting our money. Because they are, unless they're well-trained, there has to be an email sent out by somebody once somebody signs up and communicated with on a pretty regular basis, and not information overload. That might be one of the problems with the call, why people are afraid to invite people, is because you do an unbelievable job, Irva, explaining the product. You're really eloquent. I love to listen to the stories, and I listen to it as much as I can. But I'm a hardcore salesman. If a neophyte gets on there, they're going to have a hard time keeping track of all that information. And any sales presentation, your presentation is 17 minutes long. After that, you start losing people because the human mind doesn't have the ability to stick with you. So maybe on the calls, if you're going to do the calls, try and find out what people are interested in, or just go over a couple of calls, or always talk about just one call, the food freshness card, you know? And that way people can get excited about it, and they find out, we augment their knowledge base at a later time with nitro or whatever, you see? But they're not overloaded, because we can hit people with so much information here. It's overwhelming. And you have
that's one reason I said we cut it down to maybe four or five. I did it last night. We did it in about 20 minutes, and I cut it down, and I asked everybody that was on the call exactly what they thought, and, because I didn't go into all in depth into a lot of it. I said, just get back to the person invited, and they'll share the rest of the information, because we could go on for hours.
Right. Does anybody have any questions about what I said? So.
Well, I'm yeah, no, not at all. I mean, I'm actually a psychology major. You know, bottom line is, ultimately understood that, but I don't understand how to put a practical application in which you are inviting the masses to initially entertain some information with an incentive to get them to do that, to come on board, to come out of the, you know, the habit of doing nothing, the habit of laziness, the habit of, you know, life is in the way. You know, there's an incentive here for them to do something. You know, it's pretty easy. I mean, I don't know how many people you talked to today. I did a flea market. I probably talked to 150 people. And ultimately, I asked them to do the slick text process that if they're interested in being invited to get a free sample, text me. Well, out of those 150, I'll probably get 15 people that ask for the information. And those people are, you know, taking action. You know, I don't know, well, you know, other than you have to sort through people somehow, I use that modality to sort the in-actors with the actors. You know, it's a beginning of the process. That doesn't mean they're going to use the product. It doesn't mean anything. But it means that they've differentiated themselves from the very beginning, that they are willing to do something. And then once I have somebody that specifically, you know, responds, I don't care if they're ever on that radio show, because I have the lead. I mean, I got somebody that I can now begin the conversion process with. They've already expressed enough interest that, you know, it justifies my time to see if I can't cultivate it into either a product user or a business developer or both. But it's the free incentive. It's the free incentive that gets, you know, I don't know how much activity I would get if I just asked people to, you know, send me their information to get additional information. I'd say probably none.
And
how many
you also,
their emails?
You're also building a dialogue with them face-to-face at the flea market. See, the statistics.
Yeah, I'm an entertainer. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's, it's a fun, they're having a fun experience. They see a magic show. They see a comedian. I mean, you know, it's all part of the game. Absolutely.
Part of the game, right. See, you can take these statistics to the bank. The average guy that makes $1 million in network marketing has done it for 5 years. Dad stuck with it diligently for 5 years. He sponsored 300 people. Out of that 300 people, the 80-20 rule kicked in. But he actually ended up with about 20 people that did something out of 300. So it's not even the 80-20 rule. Out of that 20 people, that's when the 80-20 rule kicks in. Three of those people are responsible for 90% of his income.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking for.
That's right in Mark Yarnell's book. First year in multi-level marketing.
Right. So
yeah.
But
yep. That's a fact. Still the same, and that's 35 years old.
Right. That hasn't changed. So what I'm saying is that for us to find those three guys or give them the opportunity to rise their head up out of the 300, we have to give them all the support we can in the beginning so that they truly can latch on to their dream and use this vehicle to make it come true. And in the process, make us our dreams come true, but more important is help a lot of people. And the first way to do that is for them to overcome their embarrassment.
I have
and
a question.
Most of the people that don't didn't do anything of that 300 that he sponsored. A lot of everybody basically wanted to. We had 300 people that wanted to do it, but most of them never overcome the fear of what could happen. The fear of talking to people, the fear of being embarrassed. And that's much stronger than the desire to get money.
So. Who is this speaking now? I don't know
Chuck?
You. Chuck? Who is
I'm
it?
Chuck.
Oh,
Chuck.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
I don't get the embarrassment at all. At all.
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
don't understand that.
Yeah. They don't?
Well, there has to be a reason why people do nothing. I mean, you know, whether you call it embarrassment, whether you call it laziness, whether you call it lack of personal confidence to do anything, you know, or sedentary momentum, you know, they're in a life mode in which they never really take it personal responsibility for anything. And this is taking personal responsibility for a lot of things. I mean,
exactly.
But the point is, how do we overcome that? You know, and you're right, that relationship building is immense, you know, but how do we do that with people that we don't even know who they are, or we don't have any way to, when somebody invites somebody to this call, you know, let's say we get somebody brave enough to do that, and they get somebody on the call, ultimately, that's pretty much where it seems to be ending. There's nobody taking any responsibility to follow up with those people. And I learned a long time ago in this game, take responsibility for your entire organization until people step forward and take responsibility for their own business. Because most people won't.
You train them. That's exactly what I'm saying. You train them how to replace you. But I'm putting together stuff that will train people, but that's not available as far as I see it. You know, it's just not there. There's not a step.
What if we? I got a question. What if we had a company welcome package when someone joins up? They got a welcome package in the mail with instructions of exactly how to be coachable, trainable, and how to duplicate and multiply at the same time, and background of the company, and, you know, a step-by-step procedure, chronologically,
again,
you know, the first 10 things that they need to be doing.
The company has hired, you know, a woman to put an automated system together to do that.
Great.
Now, what that's going to look like or how it's going to turn out, I don't know. Michelle is working on that.
I think that's an excellent suggestion. The more you can follow up with your clients, with people that you're talking to, with your downline, the better every time you talk to them, you increase your chances of success exponentially, not
yep.
just a little bit. If I sponsor Herb, right, I don't have much, but if Herb sponsors Gary, I haven't doubled my group, it's quadrupled. That's how rapidly it grows once it gets going. But when it quadruples, then I need to be able to get Gary's people the information, you see? Otherwise, it dies, and we just keep doing what we're doing now. Because we are in an exponential business without the tools to make it happen. And we're in a network marketing company with guys that own the company that don't know anything about network marketing. Great product.
Yeah.
Great product.
Yeah.
They don't know anything about network marketing. That's why a good network marketer has got larceny in his veins to put together a company, sell an absolutely terrible product, still be successful. Because he understands the marketing part of it. It has nothing to do with the product. We're fortunate we got a great product. But, you know, you can have the award-winning hamburger in the world, best hamburger ever, if, you know, endorsed by God, and people will still drive right by it and go to McDonald's.
Yep.
If you don't market the hamburger. And that's what we got to do. We got to market it. Once we market it, we got to follow up. Because it costs them, like Walmart, it costs them $1.60 to get you in the door after you've been there the first time. It costs them $5.78 to get you there the first time. You think they want you to come back? Yeah. And that's what we're up against. We've got to get people the information. We've got to get them what they need to feel comfortable to come back and to participate. Because, I mean, the opportunity that we have is off the charts as far as a network marketing company goes. But without the right information, everybody that's on this call is pretty much a hardcore marketer, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't have any real newbies here. So, I mean, we could sit here and sell ourselves all day long, but that's not going to help us sell newbies because they're not going to understand what we're talking about. We have to make it just like the teacher. You know, the teacher has to teach the dumbest kid in the class. And, the smart kids get sit there and daydream. We have to make it so we can make the whole class equal. And out of that class, 20% is going to do something. And three or four, one of them out of that 20% is going to be a star. And then you do another 100, you find another star. You do another 100, you find another star. That's what it takes. But with this product and with the compassion that the owners bring to it, I mean, it's a home run. I mean, we got a whole baseball team of Babe Ruth here. We just got to make it gel. And that's what we're talking about.
I find they don't know how to invite. That's what I find. They don't know how to invite somebody.
Well,
they just came out with scripts just now.
Right.
And I asked them from the beginning when this first started about scripts because I knew that people don't know how to invite. I'm working with two people, okay, now. And what happens is negativity is the worst disease. And if they get one or two no's, oh, this doesn't work. And I have this gal, okay, she's been quitting on me since day one. And now she's first coming into her own because I'm working with her how to invite, what to say, when to say it, how to say it, and so on and so forth. They don't know how to invite people. And as far as strangers, with the exception of six people, every one of my people are from Facebook, strangers. But I have a following because I've been in health and wellness for a long time. They ask me questions all the time, and so they know that they can trust me. So that's a big factor.
That doesn't make them strange. Yeah.
How does that help a newbie? When I'm missing your point. You know, what does that do to create, you know, the overcoming their natural tendency to do nothing in the beginning?
I don't think it's a tendency to do nothing. I think it's a tendency of not knowing what to do. That's what I think. I remember those days.
I'm having a disjunct here because when I call one of these new people up and I specifically say to them, hey, let's do a three-way call, what do they have to know how to do? What are you telling me? I'm missing something.
They don't know what a three-way call is.
I do the three-way call. All I need them to do is give me a phone number.
I understand that, but they don't know what a three-way call is, and they don't know you, and they don't feel comfortable with you.
60,
and I don't mean that specifically. I don't mean that.
60 seconds, guys. 60 seconds.
Very good. It's been a good planning session. We need to continue this. Soon.
We need to do this with probably a two hour and try to get everybody on the call and just have an educational session sometime. Leadership development. Maybe cut the calls down to maybe only twice a week to give importance to them, and cut them down to about 20 minutes, about four four topics since I get back to the person, and there's a lot more, but, you know, we're trying to keep it, and just keep it interesting. Short, sweet, to the point. 10 seconds. Thank you. Love you all. I'm here to help you if I can. 423-641-3194. Thank you. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.